retirement plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
There he is, shooting across the air with the speed that must be beat. There he is, coming through the waves. He'll knock you off your feet. Eric Jackson Lurie.
Well, that was a lot of fun tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Big shout out to Mick Box of Uriah Heep joining us tonight. How much fun is it to be on the radio? I got to tell you guys, so much fun, and that's all because of you. If you missed any part of tonight's show, well, you can catch it again coming at you in half an hour. Out of the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. You can hear a replay of tonight's show this upcoming Sunday night at 11 as you're getting ready to settle down and start the next work week. And you can join me next Thursday live 8 to 10:30 right here in the studio. Get those requests ready. You can email them to me throughout the week at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. Follow me on Instagram and direct message me your favorite song, and I'll get it ready for the show. That's what we do every week. And next week, don't forget, we're going to have Billy Greer from Kansas. Boy, two back-to-back superstars, two back-to-back weeks. Going to be great. Kansas got a new retrospective triple album set that is out now called A Fork in the Road, and we're going to be playing it next week. Billy Greer from Kansas is going to be joining us. So I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, reminding you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Let's close out tonight with a little song about the radio. This is called 9-Volt Heart. This is Dave Alvin. Good night, Pittsburgh.
His mama said, "Baby, wait for me in the car." Went looking for his daddy inside a bar. So he sat and let the radio take him far away, listening to XPRS and KRLA. Plastic silver 9-volt heart. You click it on and let the music start. His toy. The radio was his toy. Rachel was 20 and he was 17 years old, sitting in a parked car on a country road, running his fingers through her long black hair, and the Staples singing, "Baby, I'll take you there." Plastic silver 9-volt heart. You click it on and let the music start. His toy.
to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I am DJ Sunny Sunny Sony, and this is Don't Eject the Disc.
Could win my love. nation, especially for the 36 million Americans who live with lung disease. We have resources to protect your lung health, access expertise from medical professionals, and peer-to-peer support through our online communities. Visit lung.org for daily updates or call 1-800-LUNG-USA.
Gypsy blood. We live between life and death, waiting to move on. And in the end, we accept it. We accept it.
We accept it. We accept it.
Sylvia. Tell them how you feel, girls. Work your bumping, Ramsey. We're hot like Liberace. Find your freedom in the music. Find your Jesus. Find your Cupid. You will never fall apart, Diana. You're still in our hearts. Never let you fall apart. Together we'll dance in the dark.
Joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records is the Hive's new releases, and all the music you want, family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs, with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Showers, there's nothing I can see. Teardrops feel like showers. I thought I was free. Teardrops feel like showers. There's nothing I can see. Teardrops feel like showers. Time stands still around me. Teardrops feel like showers. There's nothing I can see. Teardrops feel like showers. I thought I was free. Teardrops feel like showers. There's nothing I can see. Teardrops feel like showers. Broken flowers. Time.
shows? If so, you should listen to the new and newer music show every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and one of his shows. Listen to the new and newer music show on 88.3 FM. Stream at WRCT.org and follow on Instagram. New show, WRCT.
Strange. look for the way tonight. Words so strange as only the mind can say. If it makes the mind color, holy day. Why is this game the only one that we play? Beautiful strike.
We'll be right back. notice that people spend their time indulging in pleasures like UK garage, jungle, and deep house rather than practical concerns. Tune in Wednesdays at 5 p.m. to visit this parallel utopia.
watching lads on steads knocking heads from the 2x2 fuck you punk stage to a warehouse rave with a bloke we met on the way dancing till day. I have a love and it never fades, full of plights and gripes like Achilles who loves fights, like you did right, like we did twice. I love you beyond life. I have a love and it never fades. You are God's son across the belly, remembered by pictures on your telly, your body laying in its glow, surrounded by those you know, crying for your words and your soul. And that final loss of your glimmer of hope that we heard every time that you spoke, choked up rooms and blocks and venues and lads and moths, with words that spoke soft of those lost. Now we send you off on funeral clothes. I have a love and it never fades, from red garden sheds to watching lads on steads knocking heads, from the 2x2 fuck you punk stage to a warehouse rave with a bloke we met on the way dancing till day. I have a love and it never fades, full of plights and gripes like Achilles who loves fights, like you did right, like we did twice. I love you beyond life. I have a love and it never fades, you are guy have a love and it never fades, you are guy have a love and it never fades, you are guy have a love and it never fades, you are guy have a love and it never fades, you are guy have a love and it never fades, you are God's son across the belly, remembered by pictures on your telly, your body laying in its glow, surrounded by those you know, crying for your words and your soul. I have a love and it never fades, from the space where we learned to be brave and face guards, grief and knaves and late days that could shame and break saints, with the weight of the city's hate from the smothering state, but every cent we could take went on the art that we'd make. We'd go straight through the day on a rake of empty plates, up to 8 of us pooling 10 quid to make something great. So our love will never fade, our love will never fade.
Brother is in me, but can he depend on me? Do you think if one of you tried, maybe you could find a better friend than any other? If you gave more than you took, life would be so good. Come on and try, now's the time, 'cause you're
This was Don't Eject the Disc.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the In Black America Ebony Spectrum Hour. First up, we have In Black America with John Hanson.
The University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
In a product of a relationship with my really, really good friend, Deborah Martine, who was at the Dallas Morning News at the time. And she and I were classmates at Boston University. We helped to really develop. We're in the early pioneers of a black student newspaper on campus. And so she was my good close friend, and she was down at the Dallas Morning News and just telling me all of what they were doing and building there, and the great news newspaper war between the Dallas Morning News and Dallas Times Herald, and they were spending a lot of resources. There was a special project team, and I started having conversations. So she was recruiting me informally, and I started having conversations and ended up coming there. Bob Mong offered me a job.
Kevin Meredith, executive editor of the Los Angeles Times. In June 2021, Meredith took the helm of the largest news-gathering organization in the West. The Veteran Journalist became the 19th editor of the 139-year-old newspaper. Previously, he was a senior vice president at ESPN and editor-in-chief of The Undefeated, a multimedia platform that explored the intersections of race, sports, and culture. Before ESPN, he spent 2 decades at The Washington Post. Prior to The Post, he worked at the Dallas Morning News as a special projects reporter, local political writer, and national correspondent based in Washington, D.C. In 2020, he received the National Association of Black Journalists Chuck Stone Lifetime Achievement Award. Over the years, Meredith has proven he can flourish in an industry that has a small number of media executives that look like him. I'm Johnny O. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Kevin Meredith, executive editor of the Los Angeles Times, in Black America.
Journalism gives us a great opportunity to learn constantly. And for me, the years I spent at ESPN and at the Walt Disney Company was really a great growth period for me professionally and just knowledge-wise and you know, because I'm doing things, thinking about marketing, thinking about documentaries, you know, all kinds of other things that I had not done, really more connected with advertising and revenue and monetization. You know, you're getting the full spectrum of what it would be to be a media executive. And with a small team, too, and a relatively small budget, it also taught you that you can do some tremendous work with relatively small group and a relatively small budget. And it's a lesson that, you know, try to carry back here.
Kevin Meredith is no stranger to big-time opportunities. He has navigated the media minefield to achieve one of the most prestigious positions within the Fourth Estate, that of executive editor of the Los Angeles Times. Born in Wichita, Kansas, he was raised in Washington, D.C. Meredith is a graduate of Boston University and the Summer Program for Minority Journalists at UC Berkeley. In 1979, he began his journalism career at the Milwaukee Journal as a general assignment reporter. In 1983, the Dallas Morning News came calling. There, he was a special project reporter and a political writer who later became the paper's national correspondent based in Washington, D.C. In 1993, the Washington Post hired him. He spent the next 2 decades with them in a variety of roles, most notable that of managing editor. Then in November of 2015, ESPN tapped him to launch The Undefeated, a major undertaking that explored the intersections of race, sports, and culture. If you thought he was done, think again. In 2021, he was presented an offer he couldn't refuse. After a 6-month search, the Los Angeles Times named him the executive editor. Recently in Black America spoke with Kevin Meredith.
Hey, John, it's always great to be with you, man. You know, we go back a long time. So appreciate all the good work you've done, man, and what you've done to lift up our profession.
I appreciate it. We've known each other when we had hair. That's what I...